ఏమి రాధారామన్.
If not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord, like Krishna, do we have...
Everything moves by the will of the Lord.
Yes.
A blade of grass.
Yes.
Then do we have a free will?
Yes. Do we have free will as an individual soul?
Do we have the opportunity to have an independent action or a will?
Actually, Krishna has given us some freedom.
Some freedom.
Freedom and free will. He is not disturbing that.
He is not starving.
Disturbing.
Not disturbing. Krishna wants to see you are dedicated to him and you are willingly serving his divine lotus feet. That is desire of Krishna. He told so many, heard so many things like this, but he not disturbing your freedom. Krishna giving that freedom, willing, feeling, thinking. Within this material he makes through his neutral shakti, jiva shakti.
Neutral shakti.
Energy.
Jiva shakti. He makes jiva souls with this material and not disturbing them. But his will, divine will, he told in the scripture, ye bhajanti suman bhakta mai te te sucha paham. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, this sloka knows everyone. Ye who is worshipping me, I am also satisfying him. And I am seeing his everything. Looking after everything. Srimad Bhagavad Gita is clear there. Every sloka is very clear there. Yoga kemang bahanam. Ananaskin parentumam yejala pajuparate. Hejal nitta vijuktanam yoga kemang bahanam. Who is fully surrendered and serving me as his energy, through his energy, I am giving his satisfaction, even his pouring, loving, everything, I arrange. Yoga kevam means pouring, loving. Pudding, money, his food I am supplying.
Oh, food I'm
my
supply.
Own self I am supplying.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
I'm coming back. 1 minute.
Everything is working. Krishna is working in the background and everything. Even grass can't be affected. That grass still has independence. The grass is there because of Krishna, and the air is there because of Krishna, the sunlight is because of Krishna. Everything is arranged by Krishna. But it's in that, arrangement, he gives you free will.
You have free will.
But everything within that environment is given by Krishna. So nothing really moves without Krishna. You can't breathe without Krishna. But you can choose not to breathe. So yeah, it's giving you that choice.
It is necessary to read Gita every day and attentively. Guru Maharaj's Gita is very satisfactory way. We make that. But Gita is finished. We want to make again, print again. But I am not getting material actually. I pray to everyone. Day, I am more and more enthusiastic to preach the conception in Gita, because it is for primary education, religious education for general people is very essential. But inside there are so many things can interpret.
Can be interpreted.
For that, not every Gita is good. Śrīla Swāmī Mahārāja's Gita is good, Guru Mahārāja's Gita is good, but more finest conception inside of Guru Mahārāja's Gita. But both are very good, because Swami Maharaj Gita also consulted with Guru Maharaj and he makes that. That time I was there in Chittagong Banerjee Lane, and Guru Maharaj told, "The Vayana shall not be here, you go to our Babu." And he is translating Gita, you learn. And Guru Maharaj, when coming to our Babu's house, Calcutta, there was our mart, Chaitanya Saraswati mart. Our Babu given that house to Guru Maharaj for making mart. Then we are staying the Brahmacharis. Few Brahmacharis, four, five Brahmacharis. And every day morning, 8 o'clock, I am going to our Babu. Drangu is translating Gita and explaining and hearing. And he is consulting Viswanath Chakravarti, Paradeva Vidyabhushan, and Sridhar Swami. And sometimes Jiva Goswami's commentary. Then he translated that. Then we must say it is perfect. And when Guru Maharaj is coming from Navadvip, there is a little difficulty. Swami Maharaj is going to Guru Maharaj and asking for clarification. And that's also very good Gita. As it is, he wants to do as it is. But Sanskrit language is very difficult language. One word you can make many meanings. Like that, many words. You can make many meanings. And that is the making some chaos. And that can clear can make clear expert, then Swami Maharaj is going to Guru Maharaj, keep taking that part, and both are discussing every day, and Swami Maharaj writes. That time Gita was this way manifested. And Swami Maharaj said, Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is very nice expression. And now he was more happy when he heard from Guru Maharaj. Yeah, Ananyas Chintayu Jeman. Svartusan Ticha Raman Ticha. That's what. Makkitta Madhvata Prana. Bodhayanta. This is very fine slope. Very fine, very steady. And very clear, Machitta Madhvata Prana, each word has some different and divine meaning. Machitta Madhvata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam. Bodhayanta Parasparam means alone not testing the nectar of this loka. With some expert devotee and some dedicated devotee, some qualified devotee, they are discussing, Bodhayanta Parasparam, they are discussing this. And Kathayanta Shaman Mitra, they have no other talk without me. Anything they are talking about me, about my root, my goon, my leela, my polycarboy sister, my pastime, they are discussing. Kathayanta Shaman Mitram. And all the discussing? No. And Krishna teacher, Raman teacher, they are going viśate-dada-nandaram, going deep, deep, deeper, deepest position. Very nice. What can I say? When I was very little, maybe 10 years, 12 years boy. That time I am seeing fire sacrifice they are doing, Brahmins. Jangrangalangalang bangalangalang hangsa. Jangrangalangalang bangalangalang.
That book by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Satpriya Sarnipita, inside is many sacrifice and ceremony for and giving Brahmin initiation, sannyas initiation instruction on how to do sacrifice. And I see during our initiation, they are reading from that
book. I told it is primary for unqualified surrender soul to make them qualified for that. Who is not doing anything to engage him for purpose, and that they are engaging purposely for the service to Krishna. Their Mangalacharana mantram. Mangalam Ruan, Vishnu, Mangalam Madhusudanam, Mangalam Hiriyaya, Mangalam. sarvayatano hi krishna charma matrena krishna sarva dhar sarva vigyan santi mangala chayat na santa tattam kalyuge vipradisi mangala charam mantram part whole part only indicating the service to the Lord Krishna. Anything in front of you, that will be auspicious with Nama Sankirtan of Lord Krishna. That's why. Actually, what is necessary for what purpose? That wants to know first. You wants to be Brahmin. Then necessary to make fire sacrifice. There is no cheating. When we are making you Brahmin, then we are doing fire sacrifice and we are inviting the fire and different kind of fire there. Then going home, Vastu Samastha Mahabhyati home, and lay different kind of home you have. Then we are giving Gayatri mantra with part by part to the seeker. Then making Brahmin. Making Brahmachari, making Gyastha, making Vanaprastha, making Sannyasi, through fire sacrifice and mantra, there is no cheating. And here I told cheating means inauguration of some temple, and that temple already existed there. Only we wants to, we make newly everything and wants to open that through Jagannath. They have done Jagva, I told. It is for satisfaction of general people. Actually it is in Mahaprabhu whose conception not written. Understand? Nama Sankirtana nahi. Nama Sankirtana, that is the fire sacrifice in Mahaprabhu's area. But there is Karma Yogi Sam. They went for making that fire sacrifice. Telling to others, we are doing something. Om Saha, Om Saha. Like that. So many Saha is there. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he is doing inauguration of manifestation of the devotee, deity. Deity's manifestation. Door closed, everything made there inside, the priest. Then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur called by priest and he is going inside, making full dandavat and opening the door, thus finished. And outside they are chanting Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. This was inauguration of Saraswati Thakur.
Like with Guru Maharaj and Tulsi Leaf.
Yes, and oh, you know that. One day happened, Guru Maharaj, deity is up. Some Singhasan Prabhupada will get some troubles. Then Guru Maharaj put up the Singhasan. did his lotus feet, Tulasi. But with Tulasi giving Prabhupada, coming and putting Tulasi and opening door. But that day, Tulasi already given Guru Maharaj, and Prabhupada has seen the Tulasi already given the priest. Then Prabhupada gives a lecture. It is automatically manifested. This calls also for service. Hare Krishna. Hey, Koka. Oh, I call it a Kalidas.
You look at the other one.